in this edition of the GroupQuest Daily News, slated for this Friday, the last Friday of January 2022. We have two Epic Games stories to go over. Ubisoft talks about NFT. Sega may be leaving Japanese arcades. Evil Dead has an update. And Xbox could be doing a little Monster Hunter game, or type of game, I should say. But we start first with Epic Games, and Epic gets state and federal support in the Apple appeal. Okay, this comes to us from Blue News, and essentially the state attorney general supporting Epic in the District of California, and they are indeed supporting Epic, along with Alaska, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, and the District of California, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Washington. They're all supporting Epic, along with the federal government. So Apple could be in trouble, because the Biden administration is also supporting Epic against the Apple, or against the appeal against Apple in the Ninth Circuit Court. So those filings are not just nice to have, and they're not. So we'll see what happens, indeed, because I know that Apple and Epic are going at it. They're big time, and looks like Epic might have a leg up about what's going on, which we'll read into later as that lawsuit continues on. So anyway, according to WCCFTech.com, Epic Games, they're still relying heavily on the free game giveaways. So the Epic Games Store, which is a fairly decent sized store, they're trying to rival Steam. Good luck with that. But with their games, it does look pretty interesting. And they're also trying to do things the way of PlayStation and giving away games, or a couple games like a month. They started doing that last year, and it looks like that they're going to continue this through this year. So we'll see about that. Now we go on to Destructoid.com, and Ubisoft talks NFTs. So Ubisoft, they went into the NFT space, and it caused a bit of backlash. And the Ubisoft Strategic Innovations Lab VP Nicholas Poward says gamers just don't get it for now. But the thing is, we are not ready for that. And with that said, he goes on to say, for now, because the current situation and context of NFT, gamers really believe it's the first destroying the planet. The second is just a tool for speculation, said Poward. But what we at Ubisoft are seeing first is the end game. The end game is about giving players the opportunity to resell their items once they're finished with them, or they're finished with the game itself. So it's really for them, Poward continues. It's really beneficial, but they don't get it for now. What do you think about NFTs? Let me know at Joe Brums. Now we get into Overwatch League news, and this comes to us from esports.gg. And the Overwatch League could outsource their operations to a third party. Now, this indeed could be a good thing because, and I've said this before, the way that Activision Blizzard handles their leagues, they start at the top and they go down. So if you hand this off to a third party, you know, it could at least level off. The popularity could level off, at the very least, instead of go down. And we'll see what happens. The season will kick off in quarter two. It'll be very, very interesting to see, indeed. Now, Sega is finally pulling out of the arcade business in Japan after 50 years. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and that is indeed a long, long time, but Sega is probably a much larger franchise over there than what it is over here in the U.S. Now, Ineda underscore Kataka on Twitter said, and this is a translated tweet, "We will switch the store names of Sega stores nationwide to GIGO, G-I-G-O. We thank Sega for its 56-year history and hope that it will be an oasis that will satisfy people's thirst with a realistic entertainment. Jump into the oasis of the game. GIGO is an acronym for Get Into the Game Oasis." First from Ikebukuro Ashibara in Shinjuku and the whole country. "I am sorry if I mispronounced those towns and cities." It happens, especially if you don't know the pronunciation. But still, that is indeed a big deal. Because 56 years is indeed a long time. So what could not be in there? From the Game Guru, ggmania.com is a site. Evil Dead will be delayed to May 13th. So I think that was supposed to come out in February, but now it has been pushed back to May. It'll be available on PlayStation 5, Xbox, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Evil Dead the Game gave us a tweet, said, "Hey, Evil Dead fans, when we set out to create a brand new game worthy of the Evil Dead franchise, we knew it had to be groovy as hell. In order to deliver the best possible experience, Evil Dead the Game is now coming in on May 13th, 2022. I have quite a few replies. What do you think? It is because February is going to be a full month, or were they not ready? Let me know at Joe Brums. Lastly, we go to Xbox, and this comes to us from IGN, and they're saying that the Xbox team may be making a Monster Hunter-like exclusive with Halo Infinite. This is very curious. So, Affinity, and this is a quote from IGN. "Today we are excited to reveal that we're leading development on a new original IP. We are excited to take on a genre and style of game that we've always loved. Thrilled beyond words." So, the thought is it could be a Halo-style Monster Hunter type game. What's that gonna look like? We shall find out. We shall indeed find out. Anyway, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/DawnForge. That's the weekly show, people. Come on in. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. You can find the show at Group Quest. TheGroupQuest.com will have all the podcasts up there, including our Patreon link, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and our Audible, so that way you can get a free book. And while you're at it, once again, go check out stackup.org. Veterans that play games, people. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 p.m. on the Dawn Forge Twitch. Until then, bye for now.